Vince Dragonetti. He is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Vince, how are you?
Good, Tony. Merry Christmas. I see you interviewing everybody else, and now you saved the best for last.
Well, right? How about that? Thank you for coming on the program. Before we talk about the road commission business, I wanted to get your take on something that Randy Schaefer commented on. We had the chief of police for the city of Lansing, as well as the Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth, on talking about a plan that would allow sheriffs to patrol Lansing in some areas, and want to get your feedback on that. Do you support that? Do you disagree with it? Where do you stand?
Oh, no, I agree. It doesn't bother me. I've had people call me about it. I don't have a lot of details because basically what we've seen in the paper knows more, because it's based on a law that we've had over the years where the sheriff department basically has an obligation, I guess, I don't know if that's the right word, that they will patrol state roads in any municipality. But there's also something in there where they can be invited or are invited to some extent, because I talked with one of the people off the record a couple days ago, because nothing's come formally in front of us. It'll just be an update. It's something that's internal to the sheriff's department, but they're supposed to update us, I think, tonight, matter of fact. There's supposed to be a short update. So my understanding is that is what it is. I mean, right now, people don't realize that state roads that go through townships of Ingham County that don't pay for road patrol still have that road patrol. And a lot of people weren't aware of that the past couple years, because by law they do patrol state roads and highways, so they do cruise around. So there's something building now that enables them to work with the city in an expanded way. And so I have no problem with it. It's state funds that comes through.
All right, and let's talk about the road commission. Lots of news going on. First of all, coming out of committee, there was a vote, a unanimous vote, which will now go to the full Ingham County Board of Commissioners for a vote, which would, in effect, dissolve the Ingham County Road Commission Board, and according to Randy Schaefer, put in place a voluntary entity to help run that. Tell us what you know.
Well, yeah, what's happening is, the four Republicans for the past 4 to 6 months have been trying to bring this issue to a head. And it's come ahead the past 3 or 4 weeks, in that we've had 3 or 4 different proposals have popped up, and one of them came up to basically eliminate the whole board, because there have been a couple bills in process that would give an option to county commissions around the state that if they want to eliminate the Board of Commissioners, not the Board of Commissioners, the road, basically handling the road commission, not the road people. And some people said, well, what are we going to do if we're going to eliminate the guys on the cruise? That's not what's going on. It's the actual advisory board, these 5 bumpkins that have caused so much trouble with us, that we're eliminating them. And at this point, it finally went to subcommittee. We finally did get, this one ironed to the point where it came to the top. And we finally got that we saw that this proposal that was coming through, that I talked to some Democrats a couple months ago, that whatever pops up is going to have to really come from them. They're the majority. It did come from them. And then little by little, between the Republicans and Democrats, they've all, started talking to each other. And we got this. And in subcommittee, yes, 100%, everybody voted yes. There were 4 or 5 other commissioners there that are not on this subcommittee. They all spoke in favor of it at that point in time. That told me firmly what I thought about a month ago. The majority of the Board of Commissioners next Tuesday, in my opinion, is going to vote yes. And they're going to eliminate the road commission, subject to the state passing this and the governor signing.
And what was interesting about that is that the committee chair and a strong advocate for Shirley Rogers, the head, the board chair of the road commission, supported it, and she's been a fighter for this. What do you think changed her mind?
I think what changed her mind is all the Democrats in that committee basically saw daylight. They saw the logic of what was going on. They saw the nonsense of these people at the Road Commission, of the damage that they're causing. And I think she saw, like all the county commissioners know, next November we have elections at the county commission for every single one of us.
All right, and so this goes before the full board, I believe, on the 13th, and yes. you're expecting it to pass.
Yeah, in my opinion, it will pass. I mean, I think what sealed this, I don't know if anyone else said this, but we did get a letter dated November 28th, and today's what, December 1st or so, and it came from the road commissioners, you know, themselves. Not one of them didn't sign this letter, but it basically said on a letter that Commissioner Grebner, the Chair Grebner, sent them saying, "Hey, by the way, folks, you're please hold off on filling any positions because we have this stuff brewing at the board level that may, you know, pretty much eliminate, you know, your say so." And the answer we got back was the request for delay. We are respectfully unable to do so at this time. No current certain projection or protection of the passage or effective date of the House bills that we feel is necessary will happen. Well, this is not even 48 hours ago. These people had no idea how far down the road these bills at the state were moving. And if they just called four or five state reps and senators, they would know that this thing massively has a chance of passing. So they're out of sync of what's going on.
All right, it passed the House, and now it's before the Senate. Do you expect this bill to be on the governor's desk before the turn of the new year?
That's my hope. You know, in my opinion, I don't know what their schedule is. I think it will. Matter of fact, it's funny, when I got your call about an hour ago, I was just sending a couple letters to people in the governor's office on, you know, how urgent and how timely this can work year end. They got year end books going on, which would be, you know, good timing for everything to smoothly effect a takeover for January 1st.
Well, how soon would the board be dissolved if the law was in effect, say, before January 1?
I think almost immediately.
And it seems like it's going to save you a lot of time, energy, and money, because a lot of the operations is going to be taken over by HR and payroll, and you're not going to have to pay as many folks. So it looks like it could help you in those areas.
Yeah, I think a lot. There'd be added clock time, not necessarily added staff, but added clock time that will be needed, by the control, you know, the controller and budget office. But it's not like massive, because some of the jobs could be massaged. Maybe there's a quarter or half time difference. We don't know what that would be yet. But everything we got from Mary Lanois about a week ago, and she did an excellent job of making a presentation and about a 50-page projection of what she saw if this were to happen. And they were all very positive on how smooth the takeover would be. I think there'll be problems. You know, I'm not going to be that stupid to think that, you know, there aren't going to be glitches the first 3 to 6 months. That problems will pop up. But I think it's going to be much more cost-effective, yes. I'm looking at the headline today. We got ex-Ingham Road Commission employee pleads guilty to embezzlement for $51,000. And this was a payroll clerk that, you know, was involved for 10 years stealing money. Well, we don't usually hear that of county employees, but this side agency has just went nuts the last, you know, 5 years, but the past three, and that's what people have to understand, the past three under what was current management that they've decimated has done an excellent job. The union rank and file has said that. We've heard that from almost every township supervisor has said that. So the past three, but the people that have been pushing to badmouth this whole thing we're trying to do are going back 10 and 15 years saying, you know, look what happened 8, 12 years ago. Look what happened way back. And I said in subcommittee, that's like measuring MSU football statistics based on the last 10 years. That'd make Mark D'Antonio look terrible, and he's great.
Jim Benjamin was let go by the Ingham County Road Commission Board, and he is suing, as a matter of fact. Do you see the possibility that he may be brought back?
I would say it is possible. Everything has to fall in place, because we've got a director that hopefully, you know, a contract will be worked out with that director and our controller, because that will be their job. At that point, it gets into, you know, staff and management to make those decisions. And will that be part of the mix? It will not surprise me. Now, he's got a lawsuit that's in there, and he's going to push this lawsuit hard. Their serious situation that he got into, they got him into. There's civil rights issues in there. So as part of this, I think they're going to have to look at this and craft this the right way to say, can we smooth this over? because the big step, as a couple of the commissioners said, we want to make sure we do create a positive attitude for staff and management to move forward should this all happen.
Well, this has been a fascinating story to follow. It involves 630,000 residents throughout Ingham County. It involves millions and millions of dollars in budget money. So to see it play out has been interesting. We're waiting to get Deb DeLeon and Shirley Rogers back on the program. They've been on before. We try to present all sides of the story, but it's been fascinating, Vince. Thanks for your help.
Thank you, Tony.